Hello, this is Derek Smalls of Spinal Tap, and you're up very early with the Murph and Max Show on KNBR 680, the sports leader. Whatever it is, turn it up.
So, Giants and A's open seasons next week. Giants at home, A's on the road. But that doesn't mean the Coliseum will be empty. In fact, Wednesday. If you're driving past the Coliseum on Wednesday and you see a party going on, you'll know what it is. Mexico-Ecuador sold out. Unbelievable. David Alioto is the VP for Earthquake Soccer LLC. He's joining us right now. I know David from my days covering the A's. David, how are you, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Are you telling me the entire joint is sold out for a Mexico-Ecuador soccer match, huh?
Yeah, actually, it's the earliest sellout on any game that Major League Soccer has promoted. So we're real excited about the whole impact and to have 47,000 grieving people. And it will be mostly Mexicans there. There's not a large Ecuadorian population up here. So it's going to be quite a night.
I bet it'll be an incredible environment out there, too, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, some of our staff went down to the game down in San Diego, and they came home, and they couldn't hear for a week. So it's going to be quite loud, quite fun. And, you know, it's really our introduction to the soccer community as we just, you know, formed our company about 6-7 months ago.
Yeah, this is the VP, the Earthquake Soccer LLC, the thing Lou Wolf and Billy Bean are involved with, right?
Right, and it's, you know, Mike Crowley is actually from the A's is running the show, and, I've been charged with putting together a group to go out and bring soccer back here, and we're having actually a lot of fun, but more importantly, we're making a lot of headway in making that happen.
So there is a chance MLS comes back to the Bay Area.
That's what we're working on. You know, we've been really working closely with the city of San Jose and also with Soccer Silicon Valley, which is a group of people who really care about soccer and want to bring it back, and we've been negotiating with San Jose State, and hopefully we can put something together.
All right, so soccer fans, fingers crossed on that. In the meantime, if you want to go see Mexico-Ecuador on Wednesday, you better know a scalper or somebody, because the tickets are sold out, right?
You better know a good scalper, yes. Yes, tickets are going quite well. And we were actually pretty surprised by how well everything went, and, you know, there'll be quite a traffic jam, so we're encouraging everybody to take part on Wednesday night.
All right, Dave. Well, listen, keep us posted as you guys get closer to getting something going on the soccer, getting back to the Bay Area, and any other events you guys have going, because we do love the footy, as they call it, internationally. thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
There he is, David Alioto from Earthquake Soccer LLC, Mexico-Ecuador. Who you liking that match, Paulie?
I like Ecuador. Big time.
Really? With the home crowd?
I looked at the film. I got to go Ecuador.
Piquan, Mexico-Ecuador. Who you going to pick them?
I would like to. I have no idea who's better, so I'm going to say Mexico. They're our closest neighbor.
If you go to a Raider game, you'll see a fair few Mexican flags up above the RVs. So I'm going Mexico.
If you want to brush up on your soccer knowledge, you got to spend more time with me over my house. I got libraries worth of footage.
Speaking of Mexico.